Sports update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Isaac Lowenkron.
The Cleveland Browns have named rookie Shedeur Sanders their starting quarterback for Sunday's game at Las Vegas.
Yeah, I'm truly excited for that, knowing that, you know, I have a piece of offense and a say-so and how things fit my eye and place the players exactly where they need to be, seeing how they come in and out of routes. It's like so many details that it takes for me to feel my best and play my best.
New York Jets head coach Aaron Glenn announced that Tyrod Taylor will start at quarterback Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens. The Atlanta Falcons confirmed that quarterback Michael Penix Jr. will need season-ending surgery for a partially torn left ACL. The Falcons ruled out receiver Drake London for Sunday's game against the Saints due to a knee injury. ESPN reports the Saints are releasing veteran receiver Brandon Cooks. NFL Media reports LA Rams safety Quentin Lake had elbow surgery yesterday but could return before the playoffs.
Fox Sports update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. With stagnating cotton prices, California growers planted fewer acres this year than almost any time in the past century. California Cotton Ginners CEO Roger Isom says at 85 to 90 cents a pound, upland cotton is about the same price as 30 years ago. The association reports California farmers planted 91,000 acres of Pima cotton and nearly 16,000 acres of upland cotton this year, a 38% drop for Pima, but a 30% increase for upland. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association announced its continued support for the Direct Interstate Retail Exemption for Certain Transactions, or DIRECT Act. The legislation would increase marketing opportunities for smaller meat processors and give consumers more options to buy local beef. NCBA President Buck Wehrbein says the DIRECT Act would allow state-inspected meat processors to sell their beef across state lines in limited quantities and through e-commerce directly to consumers. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers monthly flash report shows October sales for all tractors in the U.S. were down 20% from the same month last year. Total October tractor sales reached 17,758 compared to 21,457 last year. Two-wheel drive tractors under 40 horsepower were down 22%, while 40 to 100 horsepower were down 11%. Sales of two-wheel drive 100-plus horsepower were down 17%, while four-wheel drive tractors were down 56%.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
It's been said that the markets hate uncertainty, and there's plenty of it to go around today. Not necessarily bad stuff, but a couple of tests, if you will, for the market. The first one in just over an hour from now, when NVIDIA announces its latest earnings. The chipmaker has grown to be Wall Street's biggest stock, which briefly was worth more than $5 trillion. It's backed off that mark a bit, but it's still seen as a major investment. For example, if you paid $134.81 for one share of NVIDIA last year, you'd have almost $1,200 today. If you bought it 10 years ago, you would have nearly $244,000. Then tomorrow morning, the Labor Department will release the September jobs report. And yes, you heard that right. It's the September report, and it's the first jobs numbers that we've gotten since the government shutdown. Economists are expecting a gain of about 50,000 jobs. That's your Fox Business Update. I'm Daria Albinger. Invested in you.
Rising debt, stock market swings, and global shocks can affect your retirement. But even in this economy, there's still opportunity. Protect your retirement with a secure, tax-advantaged gold IRA. Instead of leaving a 401k or IRA at the mercy of markets, hold physical gold or silver. Real protection for your future. And Noble Gold makes it simple. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The conversation is free, and the peace of mind is priceless. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Holidays are just around the corner, and if your family is coming to town, give them the gift of comfort and beauty at Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles. From vineyard views to luxurious rooms, festive dining, and special holiday celebrations, Allegretto is the perfect home away from home, so your family doesn't overrun yours. Make this holiday season memorable and welcome your loved ones with the warmth of Paso Robles hospitality. Book now at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com. The Tuesday Farmers Market on 11th Street next to the downtown City Park in Paso Robles is open 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Stop by and get your farm fresh local seasonal produce. Fall and winter produce is here with strawberries, leafy greens, winter squash, artichokes, avocados, honey, meat, and so much more. You can even get fresh baked bread, scones, and soup. Check out other North County farmers markets in Atascadero on Wednesdays, Templeton on Saturdays. The market is open, rain or shine, unless weather conditions are too dangerous.
Hi, this is Mimi inviting you to come join us at A-Town Diner in Atascadero, where you'll find a comfortable atmosphere and a fresh home-cooked meal. We offer daily specials and have a homemade soup of the day. We offer breakfast and lunch menu all day long, so you can always experience a hearty breakfast and one of our famous Virgil burgers. Our dinner menu starts at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Enjoy a malt or a shake with that meal, or top it off with a good old-fashioned banana split. We look forward to seeing you at A-Town Diner in Atascadero.
At Good Neighbors Electric, they're more than just electricians. They're your neighbors. Whether it's a small repair or a big project, from home inspections and panel upgrades to full electrical rebuilds, their licensed pros show up on time and do the job right. Good Neighbors Electric, locally owned, family operated, and proud to serve our community with honesty, skill, and a smile. Good Neighbors Electric, call 805-610-5530 or visit goodneighborselectric.com.
Some of the biggest gamblers in America wouldn't know the difference between a roulette table and spin the bottle, but they're gamblers nevertheless. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
Not too long ago, I was a guest speaker in Las Vegas to a national agriculture group. Some of the regular patrons of Las Vegas must have thought the farm visitors were a little out of place. But I have news for them. A farmer of any kind is in a business that makes a crap table or roulette wheel look like a guaranteed annual income. Year in and year out, the farmer bets his whole roll against weather, insects, plant and animal diseases, and a supply and demand system in which he's flying blind. He has no way of knowing whether everyone else is raising the same crop he decided to plant or if he'll have the market to himself. It can rain too early or too late, or too much or too little, and any one of these can make him a loser. Some years back, a Secretary of Agriculture was getting around the country, hearing at first hand the farmers' views. One of them was giving him a rough time with his complaints. The Secretary sneaked a hasty look at his briefing papers and said, "Well, now, wait a minute. You didn't have it all that bad last year. You got 29 inches of rain." The farmer says, "Yeah, I remember the night it happened." A couple of years back, when beef prices shot up, the cattle growers took a lot of abuse they didn't deserve. For one thing, there'd been virtually no increase in beef prices at the grower level for more than a decade. There had been a sizable hike in the price of feed, the grain that puts on that finishing growth in the feedlot. And it takes about 4.5 pounds of grain to make 1 pound of meat. Arithmetic is a very exact science. And when the grain price per pound is higher than beef per pound, how do you come out on that 4.5-to-1 ratio of feed to meat? And just to top things off, in that year of high-priced meat, we had winter storms on the Western Plains that killed thousands of animals. In one storm alone, the toll was $100 million worth. That was also the year the workers in the packing houses struck for higher pay. The housewife was angry about the high price of meat, but was she angry at the right people? March 24th has been named Agriculture Day in recognition not only of the farmers' responsibilities, but of what agriculture means to all of us. It's true that almost everything starts on a farm. The things we eat and wear, but also chemicals, pharmaceuticals, cosmetics, soap, and even ink. Less than 5% of our people provide for 95% and have enough left over to export to other countries. You've probably read about the disappearing family farm replaced by the huge corporation farm. Yet less than 0.1% of our 2.9 million farms are corporate. In the last few decades, the American farmer has led America and the world in a technological revolution. His increase in productivity is a miracle of the 20th century. In just the last 10 years, his production has gone up 20%, while acreage farmed has gone down 6%. The harvest from 1 out of every 4 acres is exported. Without that, our balance of trade would be in a sorry state. One farmer grows food and fiber for 51 of his fellow citizens. And 4 out of 10 non-farm jobs are dependent on agriculture. Maybe on March 24th, we should all decide, at least for the day, not to blame the farmer for the high price of food. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K-Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sound Off. As you can tell, I'm not Karen Veeley. I am Eric Gorham. I'm filling in today. She had some important business, some articles that needed to be attended to. So when you get a chance, I'd go over there to Calco's News and check out what she's been up to. I think we're going to start this first half hour off talking a little bit about water, some of the updates of what happened in this week and the last few weeks. And after that, in the 1 o'clock hour, we will have the mayor of Atascadero, Charles Burbeau, and kind of be talking things, all things Atascadero. If you'd like to call in during that hour and kind of ask some questions or see what's going on, etc., we welcome you. We do have a special guest for this first half an hour. We have Greg. Greg, how are you doing, sir?
I'm good, brother. Thank you, Eric, for having me on, and we'll try to update what's going on with our Paso Robles Basin.
Right, and you know, before we got on, I just looked at some totals, and I'm sure you're keeping up with this stuff, but I looked at, you know, on the county side, it kind of only really shows you Hog Canyon for Paso, and that was at 5.25 inches. San Margarita, which I've gotten more, and this is for the year starting in July. That's how the county looks at it. They start the rain fall totals in July. Most of that rain's been in the last month or two, and really the last week. Santa Margarita, I got this much in the last 5 days, but I'm out in the country with 6 1/4. And then we have the San Luis Dam, or the Santa Margarita Lake, as most people know it as, at about 83%, 84%. It's 83.9. So I talked to you yesterday, and it was at 84.1. So it's actually gone down a little bit in less than 24 hours. At 1,735 acre feet, and they got approximately at the dam. They take two different readings out there, one at the dam and one somewhere out in the reservoir. And it was about, they're a tad different, but 6 1/10 approximately inches out there at Santa Margarita Dam, which isn't that far from me, which is kind of odd.
That's the whole deal with, I'm not sure what the elevation is when the dam spills, and when the dam spills, that means that the water's coming over the spillway instead of them letting it out, because there's a life stream agreement that they have to let so much water out on a regular basis so that the Salinas River is wet on the surface for 45 miles from that reservoir to where the Nacimiento River would flow into the Salinas River.
And we know that doesn't happen, actually, because I am on that river, and it's been dry for months at my house anyway. And I'm only a few miles down from the dam, so they are trickling some water out. They sent me some reports a while back. I think I might have shared them with you. And it went back for years, how much they let out by the day, but they were letting out like a tenth of an acre foot a day or something. It's not enough to actually make any water flow.
Well, no, and that's the problem with the live stream agreement being handled properly. So if you're supposed to see a live stream above the ground for that whole distance, and they're not doing it, and they turn it on, they turn it off, they turn it on, they turn it off. That's not what it's supposed to be. And so the Salinas River, in this whole talk that we're going to talk about, was the Salinas Dam was built by the Army for World War II, and the Army Corps of Engineers took it over. They're the ones that built it. And then the county of San Luis Obispo is in charge of running it. And the water goes to the city of San Luis. So that's the recharge water for the Paso Basin. So when we talk about management of the Paso Basin, everybody needs to understand that the people taking the recharge water are not paying anything for the management of our basin, because they're taking the water from our watershed to their city, which to me is unacceptable. And it's in the water code that if you're creating an issue in a different watershed, you have to reduce or stop what you're doing. Well, they have no water to replace it, and they built their city on our backs. And so it's time to pony up and pay for the problem that you supposedly created.
And real quick, I think a lot of people might be thinking themselves, well, I drive out Calf Canyon, or I drive by Templeton and I see water flowing. When you drive out Calf Canyon, that's standing water. That's just a puddle. And it's a low spot right at the bridge. You know, I live upstream from there. There is no water, and there hasn't been for about 5 months. And I don't even have puddles left. There was puddles, you know, 4 or 5 months ago. There's nothing left except for dead crawdads, dead fish, and not even really anywhere for animals to drink until they get down to closer to Calf Canyon. And then, of course, Templeton is basically trying to recharge using their wastewater, correct?
So that's not actually
water.
Calf Canyon is Highway 58.
Right. And that's not actually water coming out of the dam either in Templeton. That's just wastewater being pumped back up, going back into the ground so they can use it, just so people know.
Right. So Templeton and Atascadero, besides their wastewater that they put back into the river system, they also both dump a portion of their Nacimiento water in the same place. And so you're looking at water that they're adding to the system. It's not the water coming from the Salinas Reservoir.
Right. And, you know, Santa Rita Creek sometimes runs, et cetera, but literally before you get to Tascadero, I can't think of, well, there is one other creek feeding up there. You got Tassajara. But between, I think, Tassajara and the dam, there's nothing feeding it, period. I could be wrong.
Yeah, the creek in off of Terrahassa Canyon, which is on the west side of the 101, before you start to go up the grade, I mean, that runs year-round.
Right.
And there, the people that live up there depend on the water from that portion. But that's not part of the live stream agreement.
I'm going to interrupt you one last time, Greg. What I just want people to realize is what you were getting ready to say is that's not part of the live creek or live stream. Live stream comes from the Salinas Reservoir or Lake Santa Margarita, whatever you want to call it. And that used to keep the Salinas running all year round, along with the contributaries.
Correct. There's a reason why there was beavers and steelhead and whatever else in the river. And it's been 76 or 77 years that this water has been reduced. And the live stream agreement changed over the years because they actually used to get more water before they made the live stream agreement. And those documents are public and they're out there. But none of these agencies, they play games. They don't go 100% by what they're supposed to do. They do what they want to do until they get caught. And then when they get caught, they send you a bunch of, like you got a bunch of documents. Well, here's what we've been, and then they give you something in cubic feet or some other. That's not what it says. It says we're supposed to see a live stream from point A to point B. And it doesn't matter what else is flowing in there or wherever there's a puddle. It's not a live stream. And so just do what it says and go by the live stream.
No, exactly.
And then we don't have a problem. There's three pipes that go to the city of San Luis down the grade. One pipe is the state water project pipe that comes from the Paloma Pass that runs through Shannon and Crescent and through Margarita and goes down to the city. That's state water, project water. The next pipe is the Salinas River or the Salinas Reservoir water. And they have access to that because of the Army Corps let them. They didn't ask us. They let them. And then you have the Nacimiento pipeline, which is water that here over the last year, that pipe was shut down for at least a year while they were repairing the pipe and a portion that rotted away across the Santa Margarita Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
So the city of SLO isn't using their water. They're using everybody else's water. And there's companies down there that are making money selling water to these different communities, but they're not taking care of the problem they're creating elsewhere.
And I don't know if you know the answer to this, but do you know approximately how much water North County imports into San Luis Obispo City?
Well, they get almost 5,500 from Nacimiento. I can't remember. Well, there's 4,730 acre feet from state water that goes to South County to different, what they're called purveyors. Those are the mm-hmm. water agencies to the different communities. And then, so there's your Nacimiento portion. There's your, and they have access to 23,500 acre feet of Salinas Reservoir water, which if they want to say that we're short 10 or 12,000 acre feet, according to the water code, they have to reduce or stop what they're doing. And so that was recharge water that came to the Paso Basin.
And do we know what they're using, or we're just going off the reservoir size? I mean, that reservoir continues to fill, too. I mean, not right this moment, but throughout the beginning of the year, it's still filling as they're pumping water out.
Yeah, it's consistently filling because it's a river that's feeding in there, just like Nacimiento. And that during the wet periods, it obviously is going to get a lot more, and that's when it spills, and they don't let water out because it's going over the top of the dam. I mean, they only let water out if there was too much and the spillway couldn't handle it. But you know, they're banking on that because nobody's allowed to swim or do certain things in that water, just like Nacimiento. The reason Nacimiento is not used by Paso and these other agencies is because they have to clean it and treat it because it has human contact.
Right.
From water skiing and all the other aspects, and they have to do certain things to it. So, as an example, for Paso Robles to use their Nacimiento water, which they promised to do, that costs almost $3,000 an acre foot. An acre foot is 12 inches of water on 1 acre, 326,000 gallons. So they have to clean that, but that amount of water being cleaned and pumped and delivered to Paso Robles is almost $3,000 an acre foot to put it in the pipe for people to use it. To pump water from the basin and to do what they need to do and to put it to the people, that's $300 an acre foot. So it's all about the money.
Oh, yeah, it's cheaper.
Not, and the management. And so if you're going to manage the basin by where is it more cost-effective, and this is why, you know, they sued in the quiet title action to try to get a prescription over the landowners, is because we have the priority right to the water in the basin. They do not. They're supposed to use their other water, but they don't want to pay for it.
Right. And what I found out, too, in researching this year, and you helped me with this a little bit on the live stream agreement, and, you know, I finally started calling the county, and on the website it shows that Laura Holder is, you know, kind of all things Santa Margarita Lake, all things Salinas Reservoir, and regarding the live stream agreement. So it took me a while, but I got her on the phone, and what I found interesting is, you know, and I'm not trying to be mean to Laura, but she didn't, you know, was shocked by my questions and didn't have any answers. And it took about a week or two to get an email back that just kind of gave me a statement of what they're releasing, when they've released it, et cetera, but not why water was not running. Just an FYI, you know, and for anybody out there, I know there's a lot of people that listen to this station. If you want to do that homework, if you want to call the county, it's Laura Holder. Her phone number is 805-281-5135, and you're supposed to be able to ask any question you want, get documentation, etc. Like I said, up until that date, which was about 4 or 5 months ago, I got release data for like 20 years.
Yeah, and these people need to not worry about being offended. When people are asking questions, they're trying to get answers to stuff that you shouldn't even have to ask it. It should be a public thing. We can look on our phones or whatever device you have or whatever you need to call, and what's the level of the reservoirs around us?
Right.
What is the rainfall total? So we're finally getting in measuring devices in different wells in the area. So just so people understand, so they finally in August put a measuring device that you can look at every single day at the Creston Fire Department in Creston. So normal wells in Creston don't go past 400 feet deep. And and you can get anywhere from 500 to 1,000 gallons a minute out of those wells. So the water at the Creston Fire Department is 20 feet below the surface of the ground since August. It's in the middle of an alfalfa field that's irrigated heavily. And so, let's see, in Creston, we don't have land subsidence, we don't have seawater intrusion, we don't have the lowering of groundwater, we don't have shallow wells, we don't have any of the indicators that they claim that you have to have to be a basin in trouble. And we're at least one-fifth of the basin in the Creston subarea. And so this just points out, as more indicators come in, it'll show you where the exact problems are with the shallow well issues and what came around them and what was allowed and where the problems aren't. And so out of 436,000 acres, the Creston subarea is 40 to 50,000 acres, and there's no problem.
Right.
So you can't look at the basin as one big swimming pool and everybody's contributing to the problem. There are certain areas that are doing certain things, and the watershed areas that divide the water to those parts of the basin is what they need to look at.
All right, Greg, we're going to have to take a quick break, and maybe when we get back we can kind of find out what's going on with the Water Authority. I heard they canceled their meeting, but let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with more Sound Off.
Davis Body Shop, we receive many letters and emails and pay attention to what our customers have to say about our service. We realize that it's a stressful time after an accident, so our emphasis at Davis Body Shop is not only on the repair of your vehicle, but on the service and attention we provide from the minute you work with our professional staff. Here's what Adrienne had to say.
Davis Body Shop and Eric in particular to be very helpful and professional. They kept me informed throughout the process through emails and phone calls and went above and beyond what they said they would do. They also were very quick and had my car back to me ahead of schedule. I'm very pleased with the whole experience. Thank you, Davis Body Shop.
Davis Body Shop, the auto collision specialist that you can trust on El Camino Real in Atascadero with a convenient enterprise car rental facility on site. And Davis Body Shop at Paso Robles Chevrolet.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
Let's be honest, everyone hates putting up Christmas lights. So why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
This is Sunny from the Floral Parlor. Have you ever wondered why memorial flowers are chosen from a book? It seems so impersonal. Your loved one was one of a kind. Their celebration of life should be just as unique, whether they were a rugged cowboy or a sweet grandma who loved tulips. We take the time to learn about their life and create floral designs that tell their story. Let the Floral Parlor create something special within your budget that adds value to their remembrance. The Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles.
I think I heard you coming.
If I said remember us, would you know what comes next? I'm not sure, but maybe if I added, hello there, it's Jared. Now you got it. Maybe just a little more help? So here I go. Yes, hello, it's Jared with Hutch Heating and Air. Remember us? Heater not helping much? Call Hutch. Hutch Heating and Air of Atascadero at 466-8199. Or look us up on the web at hutchheatingandair.com.
Harry's Parcel and Gift makes your holiday shopping easy. No need to wrap or pack. They do it for you and then offer a comparison of rates between Federal Express, DHL, U.S. Postal, and UPS. When you want it there on time, packed safely, and a choice of rates to meet your budget, go to Harry's Parcel and Gift. And with the largest gift store in North County, Harry's offers you the convenience of shopping, wrapping, packing, and shipping all in the same location. Harry's Parcel and Gift in Morro Bay and Atascadero. The shipping store with gifts galore.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Sound Off here at KPRL. My name is Eric Gorham. I'm filling in for Karen Veely, who had a last minute story she needed to get to. So check out Calco's news. The other thing we have, I had to go get my esteemed engineer, and I was trying to figure out the text system and I was looking at the wrong screen. I hate to admit it. So if you'd like to text in any questions, it's the same as the call in. number 805-238-5775, and we'll be happy to get to those texts as far as calls too. Greg, we are back. Thank you again for coming in and talking to us today. I would kind of be interested in what's kind of going on with this water authority, and did they find funding? Have they had some meetings? What's happening with that?
Yeah, so I recently went to a meeting at the EPC, which is Estrella El Pomar Crescent Water District, and we knew from the last meeting in here a few months ago that they were going to postpone or change or cancel the meeting that was supposed to happen today. And just so people understand, there was a meeting that was supposed to happen today with them at 3. There's a meeting that starts at 5 with Heather Moreno in Creston, if you live in the Creston area, that's her monthly deal that then turns into the Creston Advisory Board. I'm going to be at the Cattlemen's Association meeting because I cover property rights and water issues for the Cattlemen's Association, and I go to the meetings that are called the Water Resources Advisory Committee meetings for that association with the county. So there's so many meetings that are happening on the same day at different times. It's just unbelievable. So the water, quote-unquote, authority has to figure out how are they going to fund themselves after December. So they only have funding through December, so they have to fund themselves from January to June, and they've wasted all the grant money that was available. They're in violation of spending grant monies that were ineligible to be spent on. So that whole 218 process that they did, they used grant money to do parts of that. You are not eligible to use grant money to create another board or agency to carry out SGMA requirements. And why they did that, I don't know. They could have done it on their own, but they didn't want to spend their own money. They wanted to spend other people's money. And we're pursuing that avenue. I'm waiting for the Department of Water Resources, who covers the applications for the grant monies, what's going to happen or what's not going to happen. So the county didn't budget for anything. These guys thought that they were going to pass this 218 vote. And the reason they used that process is because they could mail out the notices, and they could get all the wrong addresses. And if the notices didn't come back as a protest, that was an automatic yes vote. And they thought there was no way they could lose. And their own people in the two agencies of the San Juan Water District and the El Pomar Estrella Water District, their own people in their own districts voted against them.
Hey, Greg, real quick, before we go too much farther, we're going to run out of time really quickly, so I just want to give you a heads up. We got about a minute and a half. So,
yeah, so pay attention. Go to the meetings. Listen up. We're going to keep you informed on this, on KPRL with Eric and Karen and the other people that are involved, just to keep you up to speed. But don't sit back and wait for something to happen. Be informed about this stuff. They're always trying to come forward with things and not tell you what's going on.
And just a prediction from you, we've already had approximately 6 inches over much of the basin, 5 to 6 inches. What kind of water year do you think we're going to have here?
We're going to have, in my view, I think we're going to have a great water year. The state water project has already initially said 55% of your water, and they got to 55% in March last year. They started at 15%.
All righty, Greg. Well, we're running.
That doesn't mean much to people, but we will explain it at a later date.
There we go. We are running out of time. I think this one was too short. We only got to scratch the surface. But again, sir, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good one. And we will be back with Charles Burbeau. We're going to be talking everything Atascadero with the mayor. Please tune in.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.